This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. My name is Rick Renner, and I've really been waiting for you. And today, I have an hourglass. You know, when I was a little boy, my grandmother had one of these, and I loved just to watch how the passing of time took place right in front of me as the sand slipped from the top down to the bottom, and I would think about the passing of time. Well, the reason I have this is because people are asking, where are we as the sands of time slip by? How close are we to the end? That is a very important question, and people have been asking that question for 2,000 years, and a lot of people are asking that question right now. So I want to help you with my new series called How Close Are We to the End? It is a 10-part series, comes in all kinds of formats with a wonderful study guide. And I'm really excited about my book called Signs You'll See Just Before Jesus Comes. Really, I wrote the book for me. I was doing my own personal study, and this book was the result, and you get the benefit of it. And in this book, you can see all the signs Jesus gave us that we would see as we come close to the end of the age. And right now, as a gift from our ministry to you, we've made something special. It is a timeline chart which shows where we are prophetically right now. It shows all the past prophecies already fulfilled, those that are currently being fulfilled, those that are yet to be fulfilled. And it's so nice just to see it right in front of you. And it's our gift to you. All you have to do is go online to download it. Or if you wish, give us a call and we'll send you a hard copy. But by going online or calling us, you can find out more about all these resources and so many more. And my friends, we want to pray for you. We're waiting for the phone to ring. Hey, would you please write down that number? Save that number. So the next time that you find yourself in a position where you wish you had somebody to pray with you, you always have a number you can call that is reliable. My friends, I guarantee you, you're not going to get anything weird when you reach out to us. We're going to pray the scripture. We're going to pray biblically. Jesus is going to hear us, and Jesus is going to do what needs to be done. But call the number if you have a prayer request, or send us an email. But hey, I want you to reach for your Bible. We always use the Bible in this program. And today we're continuing to see the signs Jesus gave us that we would see at the end of the age. And we're going to return to our foundational verse, which is Matthew 24, verse 3. And again, Jesus was seated on the Mount of Olives, and behind him was the beautiful Temple Mount, which is such a panoramic prophetic view. It is just amazing. If you've ever been there, you know that. I hope that one day you'll get to go there and see it with your own eyes. But there Jesus is sitting with the beautiful view of Jerusalem behind him. And the disciples came to him privately asking, tell us, when shall these things be? And they were talking about the end of the age and eschatological events. When shall these things be? And what? And the word what in Greek is the little word T. Lord, exactly what? Get down to the finest detail. What will be the sign? They asked for one sign, but you're going to find Jesus gave them many. What will be the sign of thy coming? This word coming, the Greek word parousia, which describes the coming of Jesus to set everything in order and to correct every wrong. He is the only one that has the authority to do that. What will be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? The word end is actually the Greek word suntaleos, and it means the wrap-up or the culmination of the world. The word world is what the King James Version says. It's a bad translation. It is the Greek word aionos, which means the age. That's really what they were asking. Lord, how will we know when we've come to the end of this present age? They weren't talking about the earth. The earth is never going to end. It's even going to be refined by fire in the future and change, but it will never pass away. But this age will come to an end. and it will come to an end with the rapture of the church, and that will trigger the 7-year tribulation period. But they were very focused. Lord, what are the signs, or particularly the one sign, we'll see as we come to the end of the age? And Jesus gave them more than 20. But in this series, we're only looking at 19 because that's all we have time to cover. But here are the first 15. Worldwide deception, wars, rumors of wars, commotions, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famine, scarcity, economic woes, pestilence, diseases, catastrophic events, monstrous developments, signs from the heavens, worldwide persecution. And now we come to sign number 16, which is the emergence of false prophets. If you have your Bible, open it please to Matthew chapter 24, verse 11, where Jesus said, "And many false prophets shall arise." Notice the word shall. He is speaking futuristically. At that particular moment, there were also false prophets, but they had asked the question about what's going to happen at the end of the age. So Jesus says, many false prophets shall arise in that time frame. But notice Jesus said, many false prophets. I'm going to go to the glass board, and I'm going to give you a lot of Greek words today because I want you to write them down and take good notes. The word many is very important, and it appears twice in this verse. The word many, are you taking notes? It is the Greek word poloi. The word poloi, in English it would be spelled like this, describes vast multitudes. So you could literally translate it, and vast multitudes of false prophets shall arise. The words false prophets are important. Let's look at this. What is a false prophet? Well, in Greek, it is this word, pseudoprophetes. Now, this is really important. The English equivalent would be spelled like this, pseudoprophetes. But it's a compound of two words. First, you have the word pseudo, which describes that which is fake, false, or phony, and the word prophetes, which is the word for a prophet. But when you put these two words together, the word false prophet, the Greek word pseudoprophetes, means a bogus prophet, a pretend prophet, a false revelator, a pseudo-prophet, and it often is used to describe a cult leader or an occult movement. That's very, very important. And Jesus says at the end of the age, there will be poloi, many of them, and he says they will deceive many. The word deceive, guess what? It is the same word that appears over and over and over in this series, the Greek word planeo. And do you remember what it means? The word planeo means to lead off track, to lead off track, and particularly, it refers to a moral wandering, a moral wandering. And it implies there's going to be a lot of voices that arise at the end of the age that are going to mitigate the gospel, change the gospel, and make it say something that it doesn't say. There are going to be people who say it's okay to compromise and will encourage God's people to morally wander. And guess what? Jesus said they will deceive many. And the word many is a repeat of the word poloi, which means vast multitudes. So you could interpret this verse, and vast multitudes of bogus prophets will arise and will cause vast multitudes to morally wander. Now that is just amazing. But the whole verse says in the King James Version, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. But I want to read to you from pages 131 to 132 in my book, Signs You'll See Just Before Jesus Comes. The truth is that there are millions of individuals and religious organizations that claim to be divinely authorized and inspired, but they're false in that they do not represent the truth of the Bible. Some of them might preach and adhere to some Bible truth, but the core Bible doctrines of salvation through Christ alone, His death and resurrection, and His present-day position and ministry are tainted and erroneous to the great detriment of the followers of these groups. Most false movements had an originator or founder who claimed some special visitation from God, whether by an angel, a dream, or some other supernatural means. He or she received so-called revelation that either does not exist within the Bible or that alters the meaning of the Bible. The common denominator of the majority of these false religions is that they had a founder, a so-called prophet, seer, or leader. And from the time of their respective supernatural experiences, these leaders began teaching their unique revelations to people who would blindly believe and follow them. And over the years, aggregated millions have pledged their allegiance, which has included the resources of their money and their time, to these cults and false leaders. This has happened just as Jesus forecasted when he spoke to his disciples in Matthew 24:11. If you're amazed at the strange concoctions of partial truths, false religions, and cults that exist in the world today, just take these things as a sign that we're bumping into the end of the age. Jesus prophesied that such individuals and organizations would emerge in large numbers in the very last days. And my friends, we are surrounded by them. And let me give you just a sample of them today. Baha'i, Buddhism, Scientology, Hinduism, Unitarianism, Christian Science, Islam, Universalism, Unitarianism, Edgar Cayce, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormonism, Sung Myung Moon or the Unification Church, Eastern cults like those that are Hare Krishna and so on, and New Age religions. But in Matthew 24:11, Jesus said, when all of these things surround you, you are bumping into the end of the age. Now, all of these are cults and false religious movements that are in the world. But the Holy Spirit also forewarned that there would be a departure from truth inside the church. So turn in your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 4 in verse 1, where we read, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons." Now he's talking about inside the church at the latter times, at the very end of the age. And the verse says, "The Spirit speaks expressly." What does that mean? Well, let's look at that. It's very important that you know what these words mean. And if you're taking notes, in Greek, it is the word rhetus. Maybe you've heard the word rhema. That's where you get the word rhema. In English, it would be spelled like this. Sorry. Sometimes when I'm doing these words, I end up writing half in English, half in Greek. Forgive me. But it is the word rhetus. It describes that which is spoken explicitly, indisputably, vividly. It is as if the Holy Spirit says, "Now the Spirit speaks expressly in the strongest and clearest, the most indisputable of language that in the latter times." What does that mean, the word latter? Well, this word is important. The word latter is the Greek word hysteros. Hysteros. In English, it would be spelled like this. The word hysteros doesn't just mean latter, but it means what is absolutely the very last or what is left over. Or when we come to the very leftover of time, we've come to the very, very end, the Spirit speaks expressly, indisputably, vividly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that when time has sailed to the end and when the very last slither of time, some shall depart. Depart. What does the word depart mean? Well, this is a very important Greek word. It is a form of the Greek word aphistemi. Aphistemi. It's a compound of two words, the word apo plus the word histemi. Now, I really want you to get this. The word apo means away, and it carries the idea of distance between you and something else. The word histemi means to stand. When you compound the two words together, it forms this word. And if you want to spell that in English, it would be spelled like this, aphistemi. It describes one who steps away from what he once believed. And in fact, he doesn't just step away from it, but apo, he puts distance between himself and that thing. And in fact, this is where we get the word for apostasy. We're talking about apostasy at the very end of the age. And the Holy Spirit now says expressly, indisputably, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that when you've come to the very last slither of time, the very leftover of time, some will begin to put distance between themselves and the faith. And in Greek, the word faith has a definite article, which means it's not from faith in general, but from the clear, sound teaching of Scripture. We're talking about apostasy. And it tells us why, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The word giving heed, please write this down, this is really insightful. The word giving heed is the Greek word pros, echo. It's a compound of two words, the word pros and the word echo. If you want to spell it in English, the equivalent would be prosecho. Pros echo. Pros means toward. The word echo means to have, to hold, or to embrace. But when you put the two words together, the word giving heed means to turn your attention towards something else with the intent to embrace it. So now we find that whereas they once were founded in the Word of God, now they're turning their attention to something new, something very tantalizing. They're beginning to give their attention to something new in order to embrace it. And Paul says, make no mistake, it is the activity of seducing spirits. The word seducing in Greek, guess what? It's a form of the word planeo, again, the same word appearing over and over and over, telling us demon spirits are going to tempt people to abandon walking on the straight and narrow path and to embrace a wider view, which is more inclusive and less condemning and basically endorses every manner of lifestyle. And the Bible says it is the result of seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Doctrines of demons. The word doctrines, by the way, I hope you're enjoying all these Greek words. The word doctrines is the Greek word didaskalia. It's from the form of the Greek word didasko, which means I teach. It's the word for doctrine. But when it becomes didaskalia, it's not just doctrine, but it is very well-packaged information. And now we find at the end of the age, the devil's not going to show up with red skin, horns on his head, a tail, and a pitchfork in his hand, but he's going to come very seducingly, just like he did to Eve in the Garden of Eden. And he's going to offer well-packaged information which will seduce people away from the straight and narrow path that we are called to walk into a wider path that allows for moral wandering. And you could actually translate the verse like this. The King James Version says, "Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons." And here really is the idea. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, emphatically, undeniably, without question. So what he is describing here is not optional. It is going to take place. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times, the word latter is this Greek word hysteros, when there's only a slither of time left, when we've come to the very end of time, in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, the clear, sound teaching of Scripture. And again, the word depart means very methodically, very slowly, they're going to begin to change position. Whereas they once were solidly rooted in the teaching of the Bible, now they begin to aphistomy. They begin to move away from it, and now they move so far from it, they're now putting distance between themselves and what they once believed and endorsed. And now they've taken a new position, and it is the result of giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Giving heed, again, the Greek word proseko, which means they turned their attention to hear something different. My friends, you need to be very careful what you listen to. You need to be sure that you're not turning your attention to something that has behind it seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Seducing spirits are those which cause people to wander off track. Wow. And the word doctrines means sometimes the devil brings really well-packaged information, and for some people it's convincing, and therefore they abandon the truth and turn their direction in a new way. And Jesus said at the end of the age, there's going to be a lot of false voices and a lot of false prophets and false teachers, and this will be indicative that you are bumping up to the very end of the age. Someone has asked a very good question. How should the church adapt to modern technology and changes? Well, there's nothing wrong with changing technology. The reason we have the printed Bible is because Gutenberg developed the Gutenberg press. Before that, all the Bibles were written by hand. But when the Gutenberg press was developed, that was the technology of the day, and it caused the Word of God to go everywhere. There's nothing wrong with changing technologies if it enables you to take the Word of God to more places and to more people. But what we do not change is what the Word of God says. We never change the content of the Bible to fit culture. But if we find a new technology which helps us to be more effective, sure, we ought to use it, because our job is to reach as many people as we possibly can.
How close are we to the end? It's a question people have been asking for 2,000 years. But as Christians, we have access to the answer. In his new series, How Close Are We to the End?, Rick Renner dives into Jesus' prophetic teachings of the end times to break down the signs that we need to be looking out for. In this 10-part series, you will learn where the current days fit on the end times timeline, how to expose end times deception, what events are signs of the end, and more. Available in digital or physical formats starting at just $20, this series will help you understand the signs around you and equip you to determine for yourself where we stand today. In addition to this teaching series, you can order Rick's book, Signs You'll See Just Before Jesus Comes, for just $17 to support your deeper study of the end times. As our free gift to you, we also want to offer you your own printed copy of the End Times Timeline. Don't miss this special offer. How Close Are We to the End? Signs You'll See Just Before Jesus Comes, and the free printout of the End Times Timeline. Call the number on your screen now, or go to Renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Hey, this is Rick Renner, and right now I'm standing in the reception area of the Tulsa Ministry headquarters, and this building is just so wonderful. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 10:21, the lips of the righteous feed many. And I know that is our assignment. God has called us to feed many people the trusted teaching of the Bible. And together with you and all of our partners, we really are taking the trusted teaching of the Word of God to the very ends of the earth. Right now, we've paid off about 82% of this facility, and that is just wonderful. But now we need to knock it out of the ballpark. We need to finish this, because when we're finished paying off this facility, that frees up finances so we can take the teaching of the Bible to more places across the face of the earth where people are crying out for someone to feed them the Word of God. And my friends, we can only do it with your help. So thank you. If you're already a part of the team, and if not yet part of the team, please join us as a part of the giving team to pay off this facility so we can be finished with it and use these funds to take the gospel further to other places across the world. Today we've covered a lot of material about the emergence of false prophets and false voices at the end of the age. And friend, we are surrounded by them. All you have to do is go on the internet, go to YouTube. Ay, 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 there are so many voices speaking so much nonsense, and unfortunately people are listening to it. We need to be rooted in the Word of God, and that's why I want you to have this series, which is called How Close Are We to the End of the Age? We need to know where we are in time. And it comes with such a wonderful study guide. Ay, ay, ay. All the notes, all the points, all the principles are also in the study guide. And I'm very excited about my book on this subject, which is called Signs You'll See Just Before Jesus Comes. But you can find out more about all these things by going online or by giving us a call. And before I close, I want to invite you one more time that if you have any kind of a prayer need and you just wish you had somebody to pray with you, call that number on the screen and write it down and save it. So the next time you need somebody to pray with you, you'll have a number to call. If you wish, send us an email. But when we hear from you either way, we're going to really pray for you, and I'm going to pray for you right now. So put your hand on your heart. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you have called us to live in this last slither of time. We thank you that you've illumined us about the signs we're going to see because you want us to be prepared. And Lord, help us to embrace your instructions so we have peace in these last days. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're going to pick up right here tomorrow. Tomorrow's really going to be good. Don't miss it. But until then, remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there really is power. Hey, friends, my wife and I are coming to the United States to hold some wonderful meetings, and I want to tell you about them. But please be sure to go to our website to affirm all these times and dates, because sometimes things change. On Friday, January 16th, we're coming to Brandenden, Florida, to the Happy Gospel Church, to a Friends in Ministry with Roberts Lairdon meeting. Then on Sunday, January the 18th, we're coming to Newark, Texas, to Eagle Mountain International Church, to be with Pastors George and Terry Pearsons and the whole church. On January 25th, we're coming to Green Mountain Falls, Colorado, to Legacy Church, to be with Pastors Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons. On Friday, Saturday, Sunday, January 30th, 31st, and February 1st, we're coming to Mesa, Arizona, to Vita Church, to be with Pastors Ben and Kara Diaz. On Sunday, February the 8th, we're coming to Southfield, Michigan, to be at Word of Faith with Bishop Keith and Pastor Deborah Butler. On Sunday, February 15th, we're coming to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to be at Millennial Church with Pastors Paul and Karen Brady. And on Saturday and Sunday, February 21st and 22nd, we're coming to Midland, North Carolina to Encounter Church to be with Bishop Allen and Tara DiDio. And friend, I want to invite you to come to one of these meetings. We're waiting to see you there.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
Thank you for joining Rick Renner today. For more information about Renner Ministries and product resources, visit Renner.org.
This program was made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.